Why is it important that my brand acknowledges its failures? How should I tell the story of a failure? How can I show that I've moved past a failure? Imagine there's an online pet store called Kimball's Kibbles that touts its products as superfood for cats and dogs. Thanks to positive reviews from 2- and 4-legged customers alike, business is booming and the Kimball's team is working overtime as new sales continue to pour in. Everything's going great. Now imagine Kimball's Kibbles fills hundreds of dog food orders with bags of cat food. Whoops! With hungry pups on their hands, unhappy customers start barking about the mix-up on social media. How should Kimball's respond? Making the occasional blunder is just part of doing business, so why should you invest time in creating a narrative of your failure? In today's interconnected, social media-driven world, there's no hiding from failure. Word is going to get out. But telling a compelling story about your mistake can help prevent it from turning into an all-out disaster. When something goes wrong, you need to be able to talk about your failure honestly and specifically without making excuses. If you ignore or downplay what the public knows to be true, you may come across as dishonest and tone-deaf. This can undo the hard work you've done to build the popularity of your brand and your products among your target audience. No one wants to buy dog food or anything else from a dishonest company. Mishandling failure and appearing insincere or evasive can give your competitors an advantage and an opportunity to snatch away your business. When you choose to talk about failure in a smart and thoughtful way, you come across as accountable and self-aware. This can limit the damage to your brand and go a long way toward retaining customers. Listen up. Talking about your mistakes doesn't mean painting your business as a failure. Instead, redefine failure as an unsuccessful outcome. It isn't the end of the story, but it's a part that needs to be acknowledged. The first step to telling the story of a failure is to choose your words carefully. Words like because and why make it sound like you're trying to explain things away. It's better to stick to the facts and summarize the sequence of events. Tell the story of how you failed, not why. For example, Kimball's Kibbles can take responsibility for their failure by saying, "We mislabeled our feline's feast cat food and sent incorrect orders to hundreds of our customers." This is likely to go over a lot better than saying, "Because of a labeling error, some of our customers received incorrect orders." Your failure affected customers, but it also affected you too. Describing emotions and reactions will make you relatable and prove that you care. Showing emotions can be most effective than just telling them. You can paint a picture of how you and your employees were affected by describing the actual sequence of events. Kimball's could say, "When we learned that we'd sent the wrong products to customers, the whole Kimball's team was distraught, and we all gathered on the factory floor to see what had gone wrong." This is better than just saying, "The whole Kimball's team was distraught when it turned out our orders were mixed up." The last step is telling the story of a failure is talk about how you fixed the problem and are moving forward. Discussing how you address the root cause of the failure will demonstrate change and improvement. This can help earn your audience's trust and business back. You don't want to be vague. It's not enough for Kimball's to say, "We have reviewed our shipping processes and taken measures to ensure that won't happen again." It's better to be specific and say, "To ensure the accuracy of our orders, Kimball's has added additional verification steps to our packaging and shipping processes and established a 24-hour support hotline." Do this now. Now that you know how to talk about failures, think about a brand you've recently heard about that experienced a mishap or failure. If you're participating in the course, go to the next section to access your self-assessment. Key takeaways. 1, acknowledging failure can show that you are accountable and self-aware, limiting the damage to your brand. 2, you should tell the story of a failure honestly and specifically without making excuses. 3, Describing your reactions and the specific steps you took to fix the problem can help you move past a failure.